Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Empowerment Radio on this beautiful spring Wednesday. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. And today we are addressing one of the most prevailing problems in our society, which is anxiety. Now, how many of you, just by hearing the word anxiety, already feel a little bit more anxious, a little bit more nervous, already worry about that feeling that you're trying to get away from so hard? Anxiety is such a powerful emotion that all we really want is just to somehow get rid of it, somehow not notice it, live without it. But the question we have to ask ourselves, and that's the question that I was asking myself when I started to really focus my work on anxiety almost 15 years ago, why do we want to ignore something that is so powerful? If the anxiety can really stop us in the tracks, if it can really run our lives, if it can paralyze us, what is it about the anxiety that we are not getting that would allow us to actually understand and maybe harness the power of the anxiety rather than just trying to suppress it? I know when we are suppressing the anxiety, like in my case, when I was dealing with anxiety, unfortunately, what happens is that just like a spring, you're pushing it down, you're pushing it down, you're pushing it down, and at some point, it just jumps right back at you. And that's what happens when we are suppressing our own emotions. So on today's show, I want to talk about anxiety in a different way. And actually, I would like you to learn a little bit more about your own anxiety and maybe lose the fear of that emotion, the fear that has prevented you from facing your anxiety. And I'm not talking about facing the anxiety in regards to just doing that what the anxiety doesn't want you to do. That can also backfire. A client of mine told me about his attempt to overcome his anxiety. And he was dealing with anxiety for quite some time, but he said that the most anxiety he had felt was when he tried to do a parachute jump, which he won in an auction. Well, just in the plane, flying up there to, 10,000 feet, he already felt like that his heart was stopping. And then being told that he has to now jump out of this little hole there in the plane into the nothingness of plane air, that was just almost too much for him. But he was not wanting to have this embarrassment of being the only one who actually flies down again. So he jumped and he didn't enjoy a second. It was terrible. And by the moment he landed, he was hugely relieved. But at the same time, he was also angry at himself. Why was I so anxious? Why did the anxiety spoil the experience? Why am I such a wuss? What is wrong with me? And so he decided to sign up for not one more, not two more, for 30 more jumps. So he really wanted to show it, that anxiety, that he's the boss, that he's in charge. And he did those 30 jumps because he is a person with a lot of willpower and certainly in some ways you could say also a lot of commitment. Now, the problem was that after the 30th jump, A, the anxiety still wasn't gone, and it turned now into panic attacks that were just coming out of the blue and made him even more feel insecure and unsafe in the world. Facing anxiety, and you may have noticed that too, doesn't always work. In fact, facing anxiety sometimes can almost be as if we are fighting ourselves, as if there is some aspect inside of us that says, no, no, this is dangerous, don't do it. And all we are doing is showing the cold shoulder and just ignoring that inner voice that's trying to warn us and just do the opposite. Well, in some ways, when you think about it, if you have a friend who just warns you and you're just ignoring the warnings, do you think that friend has more confidence in you or trusts you more or believes in you more? Or do you feel that friend that tries to warn you is kind of a little bit upset or maybe turns away from you and just doesn't really want to help you any longer? Well, in some ways, that's what the anxiety does. It cannot really turn its back on you. That anxiety that tries to warn us just gets louder. It just gets more intense. It makes you pay more attention if you're refusing to do so. So today we're going to learn more about that friend anxiety, that friendly aspect of anxiety. And hopefully by the end of the show, you feel like I can actually make peace with that emotion. I can actually try to be a little bit more kind to my anxiety when it's coming up. Now, why do we have more anxiety? That's a question I am often asked. What's the reason why in our society anxiety is like an epidemic? Well, there are many reasons, I believe. Some of them may be as simple as that we are just too busy and that we just don't really have any kind of time to rest. Others are that we are constantly connected and our mind is constantly working. We are, when you just watch around, you know, I was the other day in a theater and in the break, usually people either line up for a drink or chat with their neighbors or just sit there and contemplate on what you just saw. I would say 75% of people were actually on the phone, either texting or Facebooking or whatever, just keeping on with the stimulation. So our brain, our mind is constantly engaged, constantly demanded to take in more information, to process more input from the outside. At some point, we are simply an overload. And that overload shows up then in stress and anxiety. And another reason is also that we don't necessarily feel that our individuality matters. In so many ways, my clients tell me that they don't really feel that who they are matters. They feel in their company, they're very irreplaceable. They feel when they are on social media, their voice, their life, who they are, isn't really standing out. They feel that they are living in a society where there is so much disconnect and so much anonymity that they wonder where they belong. They wonder ultimately who they are. And that again is one of the reasons of the anxiety, that we are losing touch with ourselves, that we're losing touch with our identity. And then there is the safety aspect. How many of you feel that the world somehow became smaller, that through the media, the constant reporting and whatever happens in all the corners of the world just makes you feel you're in the midst of it? I remember when I was a little boy and Muhammad Ali was boxing, we had to get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and we saw the fights and it was a big event. Well, I could stay up. That was great. But then also I really was, for once, looking at a life event at the other end of the world, and it was really, truly something special. Now, we are constantly connected with any hotspot, with any breaking news, with anything that happens somewhere in the world, and we feel it directly affects us. And of course, since the media mainly reports the dramas, the terrorist attacks, the things that are accidents and things that make us feel unsafe, make us feel that the world is an unstable place, we do take it in, and especially our mind, who takes everything personally, is living in a war zone, is living in an unsafe world, which once again brings up more anxiety. Now, all of those things are certainly explainable and understandable. But the question is, what can we do? What is the first step to do to overcome your anxiety? And that first step may be very simple. So when we come back, we will talk about what's the first action step, the first empowering thing you can do to overcome your anxiety. And we'll talk about a very special offer that I can make you today that potentially can change your life. If you have any questions, call in 888-418-6890. 888-418-6890. I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I'm here to help you overcome your anxiety.
Everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. My name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and today's show is about how you can live without anxiety and why you don't have to really stay stuck in it. Now, before the break, we talked about some things you can already do right now to start healing your anxiety. Ultimately, I always tell people it's not really about getting rid of it. It's not about overcoming the anxiety. It is really about outgrowing it. And so what can you do to outgrow your anxiety? Now, first of all, realize that anxiety is not a flaw or weakness. So there is nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to hide. And there is nothing to bash yourself or get down on yourself. There is really just something to pay attention to. Second of all, also realize that anxiety medication, it's certainly working and it's something that can be a wonderful band-aid, but it doesn't necessarily resolve what the anxiety is trying to teach you and what the anxiety is trying to convey to you. I often hear from clients that tell me when they have been on anxiety medication for a while that although their symptoms are less, and it certainly feels in some ways freeing to not have to stay up at night and not be able to fall asleep or to not just freeze when they have to give a talk at work. But the core issue, that what the anxiety originally had tried to tell them, was still there. Whether it's a core insecurity, whether it's a feeling of not quite being safe in the world, whether it's a feeling of not really having a purpose, there is no pill that can address those issues. And so we need to really see the anxiety more as a symptom, like pain is a symptom, that is trying to let us know that there is a deeper issue, a deeper root cause that needs to be addressed. And for that, we just have to be willing to be aware of our anxiety. A client told me the other day that it was amazing how the anxiety had been a constant in her life, and she hadn't even noticed it. The only reason why she noticed it is because she had panic attacks, and that's what she thought was the only real sign of an anxiety issue. But when she stopped herself and she opened up to become more aware of her emotions, she noticed a pattern that she had. Every time she got to work, the first thing she did was turning into some talk show radio or listening to some podcast, often inspirational speakers. And you could say, well, that's a very positive habit. But in fact, for her, it was a habit of distracting herself, for not having to feel anything, not having to pay attention. And so one day she chose to turn off the radio and just pay attention and just notice what's really going on inside. And she became aware of a constant stream of overwhelm, a constant anxiety that told her with a very feeble and little voice, what if today you're going to mess up? What if you have too much on your plate and you let your loved ones down? What if today they're going to find out that you actually can't measure up, that you're not that great, that you're a fraud? These questions of anxiety, stress, overwhelm, insecurity, she had completely ignored for many years. And finally, she was able to pay attention. And when she paid attention, she realized these questions, they want answers. These anxieties are not for me just to take as, well, that's reality. I am not good enough. I am a fraud. I will fail. but simply there is something inside of me. There is a core of anxiety inside of me that needs to be addressed, that needs to be supported. And by seeing the anxiety just a little bit more from a distance, more as a voice from inside that hasn't really gotten enough of reassurance, that hasn't really been able to understand the competency of the person she became over the years, she became very compassionate and open for the anxiety. And so that is one of the steps you can take. Allow yourself to take note of your feelings and the voice that is maybe underneath those feelings. Many people tell me that there is mind racing, that there is negative self-talk, but they don't want to hear it because it just doesn't sound really uplifting or positive. It's a downer. It's judgmental. It's just something that always gets them into an anxious or negative mood. But you cannot really ignore that voice that wants to be heard. There is a reason why that voice is there. And that reason is what we need to address. The reason for the anxiety, for the negativity, is a valid reason. And that is where the subconscious mind comes in. Because that reason doesn't necessarily make logical sense. I had tried for years when I was anxious, especially during my time in cardiology. I had tried for years with reasoning, with logic, with evidence to talk myself out of the anxiety, out of the stress. But I couldn't. So I took at some point beta blockers just to calm my heart rate down and somehow get through the day. At night, I distracted myself. I certainly drank a little bit too much, all in order to cope. But the anxiety, of course, didn't go away. The anxiety just was present because I never really understood what the anxiety meant and why it was trying to tell me, you have to look inside and you have to make a turn. Now, these deeper root causes that I also found for myself are the root causes that once you address them, you will not only understand your anxiety better, you will overcome and outgrow that feeling that stems from somewhere in your past. And this is what the webinar that starts on April 30th will help you to do. It's a very, very exciting, and for anyone who has done the webinar, a life-changing experience. It's an 8-week course that is going through 6 video sessions. Each of them is an hour and a half. And we have 4 1-hour question and answer live sessions. And you will get every time homework and specific empowering tools and practices to follow through. It's very structured. And you know, I guess that's my research and German background that likes to address an issue with a certain kind of structure and a certain kind of logic. Because I believe even though we cannot logically talk ourselves out of anxiety, we can use our logic to unravel those root causes, to strip away those layers that have been sticking to our subconscious mind, and then rebuilding a new foundation, a new inner identity, a foundation that is more self-appreciating, a foundation that is more about confidence and self-esteem, a foundation that is more about self-love. Because the secret that I believe most people that have been working through this program and have been discovering their inner voice of anxiety and discovering what it really means, the secret is that when you are healing your anxiety and when you are noticing what it tries to tell you, it always leads you back to a greater sense of wholeness and a greater sense of harmony inside. One of my clients wrote to me that now that he is free of any antidepressants and any anxiety medication, and he has been without anxiety now for over a year, how grateful he is that he chose that path. Because when we met the first time, he was already struggling with anxiety for 4 years. He felt completely stuck in the emotion. And although he was successful, he had 2 kids, a beautiful wife, he couldn't enjoy life. He worked, he stressed out, and in the weekend, he completely exhausted, fell in bed, didn't want to interact, didn't want to do anything. Life was really drudgery. He felt that there was nothing he could do. He was cursed. He believed maybe his DNA is somehow flawed. He believed the only way to get through is was with that dark cloud always hanging over him. And he almost gave up. He gave up on any joy in life. And so when he started working on this program and he started to understand that there were some unresolved patterns that came from the past, there were some root causes he hadn't addressed. And ultimately, when he realized that all he focused on most of his life was to measure up through achievements and overachievements, through being the go-getter, through being the one who is rescuing and being the hero, not only for his family, but for any company he worked with. When he realized that this false identity was causing him so much anxiety and that the anxiety tried to tell him that this is not a job that is sustainable, that is not where he belongs. This is not the identity that is expressing his truth. He was willing to step back, go inside, and find that what needs to be healed, the wounds that the pain of anxiety tried to point out to him. Now, the exciting thing is that he didn't get less productive. He got even a promotion. He moved to a different country. He is even more successful, but now he's happy. Now he doesn't work because he has to prove anything to himself or the world. Now he is at peace with himself. Now he works from joy and purpose and from a place of, I'm not dependent on the accolades or the approval of others. I am actually just who I am, making a contribution to the world. And that is what made for him all the difference. When we come back, we will talk more about the root causes of fear and anxiety and how you can address those root causes and how you can befriend your anxiety and make peace with that emotion.
Everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. And I believe, Justin, we have a caller who has been calling in and patiently waiting.
Yes, we have caller Heidi on the line. Heidi, you're on the air.
Hi, Heidi. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Dr. Schaub.
Now, Heidi is actually someone that I know, and we have been working on her anxiety in the webinar that will start on April 30th. And by the way, if you want to find out more about this webinar, you can just go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. In one word, thefearandanxietysolution.com. And there you find everything you need to know. And also that very special offer that will expire April 15th, where you get $150 off for signing up before April 15th. Now, Heidi, you know all about anxiety because you have been dealing with it for quite some time. Just tell me, what was your relationship to anxiety before we started working together?
Well, I think like a lot of people with anxiety, you kind of grow up with it. It's usually something that's in the background of your life. And for me, it was kind of this low-level, pretty manageable anxiety in the background of my life where I just was uncomfortable around certain situations, but I managed it and I sort of took control of situations. So there's kind of, this was kind of running in the background, but I had a pretty stressful event, somewhat recently that really uncorked a lot of anxiety, and I really had a lot of problems managing my emotions. I would get overwhelmed with how anxious I would feel. And I kind of didn't mechanisms that I was using, I just couldn't use them anymore. The anxiety kind of became bigger than I was. And your class came along at just the right time because I had heard about your book and read a little bit of your book, and I thought, well, this person knows what they're talking about, and it seemed like a really useful, effective way to get at the root of anxiety rather than just trying to white knuckle your way through thinking about your anxiety. You know, traditional therapists would just have you think about your anxiety a different way, but you kind of got at some really root causes and really dug deep as to what the root of the anxiety was. And so that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
Well, one of the things I remember about us talking about your anxiety was that you were afraid of your own emotions. They were just showing up at the most inopportune moments, and they felt more like kidnapping you and your life than anything that you created, or maybe even anything beneficial inside of you. So that's certainly something that made it harder for you to deal with the anxiety, because every day felt just so, anxiety driven. And even when you woke up and you didn't know if you have now an anxious day or not, somehow you were waiting for it to happen, right?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I had kind of had a low level anxiety my whole life, but when things in my life just really changed, then it really became overwhelming. And I was afraid of the intensity of my emotions. I didn't realize how anxious someone could become until I became that way. And it was very scary. And it was, and it felt very like it was, I couldn't figure out what was, why it was happening to me, what was causing it. So it just felt very unpredictable. So I had no knowledge or no information about why, what was causing it. You know, now I know that I'm the creator of it. And so it feels much more empowering. And that there's always some trigger event or thought or feeling that causes my anxiety, but, and it's obviously lessened greatly, but yeah, the emotions were just pretty overwhelming. And I think especially for somebody, you know, I sort of appear like I'm very much together and very, you know, stable and emotionally stable. And just to know that inside I just had this tornado of anxiety. And
you just have been breaking off a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't lose you.
Can you hear me?
Are you still there? Now I can
hear
you.
I am. Can you hear me?
We just left.
Okay, great.
Yes, I can hear you. Well, you just said that you appear very together, but then you were breaking off.
Yeah, so I think from the outside, I looked, you wouldn't have known that I had anxiety, even when things got really, really bad the last couple of years. And so it was really just white-knuckling it through the day just to try to keep myself together. But the intensity of my emotions and my anxiety, it really kind of caught me by surprise. And I just didn't know what to do with those feelings. They were pretty scary.
So what is your relationship now to anxiety?
I really think of it as like a compass or a thermometer. I think of my anxiety more as an indicator of what I'm thinking, or maybe, you know, if I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm not sleeping well or not eating well. So I think of it more of as a thermostat or a compass that's giving me information about my body and about, you know, kind of where my thoughts are, rather than this thing that's taking me hostage and I don't know where it's going to go. Now I kind of know what the root of anxiety is and, you know, what causes anxiety. So it just doesn't seem like a mystery anymore. It's sort of you know, when you have, go ahead.
No, go. I just wanted to ask you if it now feels more that the anxiety actually has your best interest in mind, that it wants to help you and not torture you.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, but kind of going back to my comment about the compass, it really, it's sort of guidance too. It's, it kind of, in a strange way, the energy that I was using on becoming anxious about things and not knowing why I was anxious, now that I understand why I get anxious, it obviously happens a lot less now, but in those times when I do still get anxious, I know why it's happening. And then it's sort of guidance for your soul, really for your purpose in life, and kind of transforming that energy that went into anxiety that you didn't know what was causing what and why you were feeling that way. Now that you kind of know, that energy becomes released and you can use it for other things in your life, you know, things that make you happy and things that, you know, just really feed your soul. So I would definitely say that that's the case.
And do you feel like that the anxiety was a catalyst also for you to heal some unresolved issues in your past and to ultimately grow beyond them?
I think so. And I think the interesting thing about the course and the approach you take is that I think, you know, lots of people with anxiety they either take medication or you go to therapy. But I mean, talking about your childhood and then, you know, you'll sometimes get instructions for how to, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy about how to think about your anxiety and how to think about your childhood. But I think that your course, your approach is different because it's really about using past events and past memories, and they don't cause anxiety anymore. They're really just learning more about yourself and how you can create a better life going forward. So,
yeah, and it's ultimately also about involving the heart. And I think, you know, as you probably experienced in the course, is that we cannot necessarily look at our past just more matter of fact and say, well, that was too bad. And, oh, here, this is something to learn from. We have to learn also to have compassion for ourselves and to learn to ultimately have more love and appreciation for ourselves, for what we went through, for the past selves, for the circumstances we were in. And so when we are involving our heart, did you notice that this also accelerated the process rather than just being in your head and rationalizing and analyzing the anxiety?
Yeah, I think so. I think focusing on, you know, that sense of compassion for yourself, and also you used some techniques where we would approach, you know, our past, you know, let's say we had some traumatic events in our childhood. It's really coming at that from the adults that we are today. And so that felt really empowering. It's like, okay, I'm an adult now. I know better. Had that situation when I was 8 years old happened to me now, I would have reacted differently. I would not have had such a traumatic, it would not have been as traumatic because I would have had the ability to understand what was going on. And I would have been able to just coped with it better rather than using my childlike mind to understand the world. And so I think one of the things that you kind of asked us to do is to, we are adults now, we have the ability to soothe ourselves as, you know, soothe our child, our inner child in a way, and really come at that from a place of compassion and love and gentleness. So I think that's kind of one of the unique things about your approach.
Well, thank you so much, Heidi, for sharing your experience, and thank you also for really having that that courage to share that you have been struggling and showing that it is possible to not just win the war with anxiety, but befriend your anxiety and now utilize the anxiety when it comes up, like you said so beautifully, as an inner compass. And I really appreciate you calling in, and I know that your words have certainly touched and encouraged others to also change their perspective on anxiety.
Great. Now, well, I'm happy to do it, because I would encourage everyone to take the class if they think it might be helpful for them. My guess is it would definitely be helpful for them.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You take good care.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in that course that starts on April 30th, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. You can read more about it. You can also send us an email at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. I offer individual sessions as well. So if fear and anxiety are an issue for you, definitely reach out. There are solutions, and it doesn't have to be a battle that you're going to stay in for the rest of your life. Now, we have a question from a listener, and it's a very interesting question about what we talked about at the beginning, this bombardment with information. And George writes, I have found that my anxiety decreases significantly when I just turn off the radio and not listen at all to the bad stuff underway in the world. However, I feel as if I must stay up to speed on what is taking place, and eventually I always go back to watching TV news. Recommendation on what I can do to lessen my anxiety and not totally checking out of the world. Well, thank you for your question. I think a lot of listeners can relate to that. There's constantly wanting to be on top of things and constantly wanting to know what's going on. Now, it is like living with binoculars, because you are not really seeing what's around you. All you're seeing is what if, you know, it's maybe 4 or 5 miles away from you. And so you're living more in a virtual reality than you're living in your own reality, which is why you feel better when you are turning off the TV and you're actually present with the life that you have. So what I would recommend to you, because there is a part of you, obviously, that wants to be up to speed. There is a part of you that doesn't want to, be left in the dark. It's probably a part of you that is a little bit vigilant in regards to that. And it may, like we just talked with Heidi about, come from a time back in the past where vigilance was important, where you needed to know what's going on, where you needed to make sure the T's were crossed, the I's were dotted. You needed to know what everyone was feeling or doing to somehow be safe. So there is a vigilant part inside of you that tries to protect you by getting as much information as possible so that you are prepared. So what you don't want to do necessarily is to stop completely watching TV, but you may want to limit it to one time and just for half an hour, just to really be up to speed. But then afterwards, when you are noticing, well, I'm getting a little anxious because something happened in Rwanda or in Australia, that you are then going to the present moment and noticing, in my world right now where I am, everything is fine. Here is safety. Here is peace. Focus on the things that make your world that what you appreciate, whether it's the people that you're with, whether it's the work you're doing, maybe nature right now, how the flowers are starting to bloom and the trees are starting to get their little first green leaves, things like that. Your mind, the subconscious mind, is confused between what is here in front of you and what's in that binocular world far away from you. And it cannot really reconcile what is reality, because our mind, especially the subconscious, can just make everything reality. Whether you read a book, all of a sudden you feel you're in the midst of, you know, the Napoleon Wars, or whether you watch a movie and you are up on Mars, your subconscious can get you there. But your subconscious can get confused if you have too many different inputs and realities pretty much struggling with each other. So make sure that the most of your reality is in that, what you can control, what you're actually physically present in, what is your world that you are every day engaging in. Make that your reality, appreciate it, embrace it, and limit your time on the news. So then you will feel your anxiety will dramatically decrease in a short amount of time. So as always, I want to just have a little insight perspective on everything, because, you know, it's great to talk about anxiety, but let's just have a moment and meet the representative of your anxiety. Let's go and have a little journey inside, like always at the end of the Empowerment Radio Show Hour. Allow yourself to close your eyes. Take a nice breath in and out. And all you need to do right now is just to imagine that you can stand in front of the door that leads you inside to the world of your emotions. Imagine as your eyes are closed and you're feeling more and more connected to that inner world, that as you're opening the door to your emotions, that there is the emotion of anxiety, the emotion of insecurity, the emotion of maybe just not feeling good enough. And I want you just to follow that emotion as if it is a stream, a river that leads you back into the past. Follow the emotion and notice where else in the past the emotion has shown up. Maybe there are times in your 40s, 30s, 20s. Go all the way back, way back, and go back. Let your mind carry you to one of the earliest events where you felt this way. All the way back to where you had already created that emotion. And just stand now face to face to this situation. Be simply aware of what it is that you have experienced at that time. And most of all, be aware of the person that you were at that time. Just notice your little self there. And notice how that little self is at that moment feeling exactly like you may have felt just yesterday. And then consider, what if there is still a part of your mind stuck in those experiences of the past? What if there is a part of the mind that still says, you are not safe unless you're hiding out? You are not okay unless you're pleasing everyone. You will be criticized if you're not perfect. You will be abandoned if you speak up too loudly or try to get what you want. What if there is still that thought form in the form of that little self inside of your mind, trying to communicate every day to you that you are not safe, that there is a reason to be anxious? Wouldn't it make sense then that you want to, just like you maybe do with your nieces and nephews or your own kids, that you want to pay attention to that little voice, to that little anxious self? Wouldn't it make sense then that the anxiety is not about the reality you're in, but it's about the perception, the perspective that is somehow still distorted from the past? And would it then be so scary to face your anxiety? Or could you just see the anxiety more as just a little question that is asked for you, the adult, to give the answer to? Try next time when you're anxious to go inside and imagine that 7 or 8 year old self is the source of your anxiety, and try to imagine that you have this beautiful opportunity now to give that part of you the reassurance, the compassion, and maybe the guidance you never had when you were at that age. Wouldn't that make a huge difference for you? With that, you can keep your eyes closed and stay in touch with that part of you, just to get maybe even deeper connection. I wish you all the best until our next show. Again, if you want to know more about how to befriend your anxiety and how to outgrow it from your heart with your subconscious mind, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com and check out the webinar that starts on April 30th. Until then, to your success, to your happiness, and to your inner peace, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I will see you in 2 weeks again.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedman Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.